It's a happy circumstance, I think, that art shows aren't limited to museums and special galleries, but that we also find them in places less expected. And your Clifton restaurant, Jens, is one of those places, and the two of you are joint curators for shows that go up there. I'm really interested to know what might be the same and what might be different in planning exhibitions for La Poste restaurant as opposed to a museum or a conventional gallery. Kay, how do you choose the artists?
It really is a whole different thought process. We want the artwork to be somewhat challenging, but pleasing as a backdrop for eating, as opposed to a gallery where it's just about the art. But in a restaurant, we're looking at the ambiance that we're trying to create, the people that come there, the food that's being served, and we wanted to make an overall experience very pleasing and hopefully something that will challenge the viewer a little bit, intrigue the viewer or the customer who's there eating, and hopefully they will want to purchase and bring it home to have it at their own. But it is definitely a different type of process than curating a gallery.
Yeah, it is different because I think when someone visits a gallery, it might be for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, and then they take a quick peek and then leave. And where our guests are there for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and we want them to come back. And what you said about taking it home, to me, that's a good sign. If the guests look at the work and would like to take it home, I think it's the right type of art.
And we want to keep changing the ambiance as well. So that every time a customer would come back, it's going to have a fresh look.
You're an experienced restaurant operator. Have you shown art before in other establishments?
No, this is the first time, and I'm still learning the business. I think one always does. But the restaurant before I took it over was Tink's, and it had a history, a program of art. Kip Egan was the curator then, and he kind of came with the place. And so he had curated several shows for a few years, and it had a history already. So it just made sense to continue that.
Well, you're also a photographer with a respected body of work. And
thank you.
Surprise is such an element in your own work. Do you like that in other people's work?
Well, I think that's the challenge of art, is to first captivate the viewer, to have them notice it. But then also, I think they can't get tired of it. So you can't be like completely shocking. And that's where I think we're different than a gallery versus the restaurant. A gallery can shock, and then the viewer leaves, and that's it. Whereas I don't want to shock our guests too much.
Kay, you're a painter yourself,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And you work primarily in pastels and oils. Are there particular elements that you look for when you're looking for art to show in the restaurant?
Yes. My appeal is generally towards a more abstract, less detailed type of work. I'm drawn to artwork that expresses an essence of things, but I'm also looking at the restaurant and planning a year ahead so that every show is different but can segue interestingly into the next. And whether it's photography or painting or mixed media, whatever the genre is, I want it to be exciting to look at but not disturbing or to take away from the food. And we have to be very sensitive to that because our chef is an artist and we want the two medias to cohabitate beautifully together.
Which is the other important artist too, or the audience, is not just the guests, but our staff. When we rotate the show,
they're our best critics.
Yeah. Right. And it's important to keep them happy also.
Uh-huh. Do you do group shows or just single artist shows or what?
Well, so far, this is only our third show that we've curated together, and we've had just single artists so far. But we're certainly open to a group show. Yeah. I know Kip did a wonderful job curating some group shows.
Visionary and Voices.
Yeah.
And then he did that one Cincinnati Recreation Elementary School class, mm-hmm. did a project together.
And the Photo Focus show was several artists as well. So.
It took me 2 years to actually get in my own restaurant. So it took a lot of work.
What sort of response do you hear from the diners themselves, Jens?
I think it's very positive, and again, it goes to Kay's eye, and not only in selecting the artists, but working with the artist, and then how the show is hung. I think it's very important mm-hmm. how it's hung, because you know, it kind of has a component of interior decorating. The work has to fit the space, colors, shapes. I think it's a very good room for that. It's one large room. All the pieces are visible in the single room, so it works very well.
Yeah, the installation is critical.
How long do you leave a show up? Is there an ideal length of time, do you think?
We do it quarterly, so our shows are up for 3 months. And we are open for Sunday brunch now. Our artists always have a little reception time during one of the Sunday brunches.
To meet and greet the artist.
Yeah.
What's up now?
We have a wonderful photographer, Nancy Wellman, up, and her work is absolutely stunning. Again, focusing on things that most people don't see, and it's zeroing in on rust and color and texture, and it's very exciting. Yeah. Nancy's been a photographer in Cincinnati for a long time. I have to brag on her because she's my graphic designer and also my yoga teacher. So she's very multi-talented, but her work is stunning.
Do you find that artists come to you and propose having their own shows there?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You don't make any friends in this business, that's for sure, because everybody wants to be a part of it because it's such a wonderful space. We have a vision, and we can't make everybody happy, but we certainly were open to everyone's suggestions.
And the last show we had with Barbara Albrand was successful in the sense that successful for her, too. So it's win-win, and she sold 3 or 4 paintings. So I was very happy for her.
The art market has been lean in recent years,
to say the least.
So I think that speaks very well.
But it goes back to what you were saying about alternative locations for art, and you see more and more pop-ups and things like that. So artists trying different venues to get attention and shows. And again, I think our space works really well for a restaurant show in that it's one room, and you can see the art. It's a very powerful, impactful show.
Well, has planning and presenting these exhibitions made any difference to your own art? I'm asking both of you that question.
It has for me because I am planning to curate a show there of my own work sometime in 2014, hopefully in January. So I am thinking ahead about sizes and the feeling that I want to create for the restaurant through my work.
I think the show should fit the space, whether it's a restaurant or a gallery. If you have the opportunity to do a one-person show, I think it's very important that it does fit in the space.
Mm-hmm.
Works well. The thing I would say is that it's a challenge, knowing that shooting for 2014 to have a one-person show is going through images now to put forth a very strong show. So it's great to be in, but it's also you're putting your work out there for everybody to see and critique.
Well, I think we should thank you both for giving Cincinnati another place to look at the interesting art that's being made right here, right now. And also my thanks to you both for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane, so much.
We've been talking with M. Catherine Hurley and Jen Rosenkrantz about the art shows that appear in La Poste Restaurant in Clifton. For a link to more information, see WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.